We're giving away Incubus tickets based on the No Sweat news.
Wow.
Some of which you're hearing right now for the very first time.
Awesomeness.
As we do the No Sweat news quiz tomorrow at this time. Today's No Sweat news. Here you go.
Okay.
Worst Valentine's Day gift ever.
Oh, geez.
Dateline England. The Heinz Ketchup Company. In the United Kingdom. Has been selling Valentine's Day chocolates with ketchup inside.
Oh, God. What kind of animal would combine ketchup and chocolate?
This has ruined any idea of Valentine's I may have had.
Oh.
They're chocolates.
Disgusting.
Just like every other chocolate. You know, it's chocolate-covered nougat or chocolate-covered cherry or chocolate-covered salted caramel.
Nobody wants a bleeping burst of ketchup in their mouth.
Oh, it's just
disgusting.
I mean, think about that.
You put that on a hamburger
and
a French fry. Thank you.
They are calling this invention
disgusting candies.com.
You vomit.
They're calling it puke.
They're calling this invention Valentine's.
No.
Get it? Valentine's, Valentine's.
They couldn't figure another way to be a part of Valentine's Day. Why not make hamburgers in the shape of hearts?
Hearts. There you go.
You put the ketchup on the heart-shaped burgers, and now we're a part of the human species.
So if
we're not aliens. We won't be eating chocolate and ketchup together.
If you would like to never have the responsibility of getting a Valentine's Day gift ever again, give this to someone you love.
Oh, yeah. I believe a bottle of ketchup would be flying at my head if I tried to give this to somebody.
Chocolates filled with ketchup.
That's not even something like E.T. Ugh, would eat.
Brutal.
Like, and he's a very broad palate.
He's a very broad palated alien. What on earth?
No, that's gross.
Yeah. No, it's terrible.
I'm not going to be a part of that.
We've got two lovely surveys to wrap up the week. First survey, a new study has found exactly how long it takes the average woman to reach her, you know, special moment during the lovemaking.
Well, like a player in the NFL, mine is indefinite. There's my lady friend.
She throws the yellow flag long before she gets to that magic moment, apparently.
There is no play clock on that.
Asked women who were in committed relationships on an average of 30 years of age to start a clock when the lovemaking. Clock, I said.
Oh, this when, that's real romantic.
When the lovemaking began. And according to the research, it takes the average woman 13 minutes and 28 seconds to reach the big O.
13 minutes?
13 minutes.
28 seconds?
Good luck, fellas.
Oh, boy.
Good luck. Good luck.
My back doesn't allow for that type of strenuous exercise. Can
your back.
Shave a few minutes off that time?
Pull a little lower.
Please.
No part of me allows for that.
Ow.
And now, the final nail in the coffin, according to a new survey, people no longer think we're going to see flying cars in our lifetime.
Flying cars?
And quite frankly, I think this is great news. We as a society do not deserve flying cars.
Well,
have you looked around? Would you want anyone you know to own a flying car?
I mean, obviously it would be about the road system. How would you make aerial roads? You would have to. Otherwise, yes, mass chaos.
We would all die.
Yeah, it would be like bumper cars in the sky.
Right.
Can you imagine how scary that would be?
Can you imagine road rage with a flying car?
Right.
No way.
Yeah. And then the cars would smash into each other in the sky and fall down on us people on the ground.
Yes. Yes.
So, to me, it's really not about the flying car itself. It really is the road system.
Well, it's the crashing thereof. It's the crashing that I worry about.
It just doesn't seem feasible.
If you can actually get the thing to fly from A to B, I'll give you $10.
The only way it would be feasible is if it was a self-pilot, self-driving.
Agreed. If a computer did it.
Only single way.
But I still think that we don't deserve this.
It's not going to
happen. As human beings.
We'll never get it.
No. And according to a new survey, it ain't going to happen. That's the No Sweat News. We'll catch you on the quiz tomorrow, baby.